created by the original Futurama team, came to life after they were reunited to create new content for Jam City's mobile game, Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. Executive producer David X. Cohen says the cast had a great time creating both the video game and the 42-minute-long podcast episode.
It's weird, you know, several years go by and you don't make an episode of Futurama and you get a little nervous, like, can we still do this? And then everybody just kind of locks into work mode again and it feels like old times. We have the whole original crew back together for this. We have all original writers from the show. We have the original animators and the entire cast of the show.
Fans of the show will find the podcast on sites including Nerdist.com and YouTube. The Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow game is also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
The eye of Hurricane Maria is now over eastern Puerto Rico, buffeting the island with 150-mile-an-hour winds. Here's Sharon Reed.
And this morning on NBC's Today Show, the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello, says the danger is expected to last all day.
This is clearly going to be the most devastating storm in the history of our island. Our main focus, our only focus right now, is to make sure that people are out of harm's way, that they recognize that this is just the beginning of the storm.
Maria is the strongest hurricane to hit that island in nearly 80 years.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett is confident in the long-term future of the U.S. economy. The Berkshire Hathaway chairman sharing his thoughts yesterday at Forbes magazine's 100th anniversary event. Buffett predicted that in the next century, the Dow Jones Industrial Average will be well over a million. And he says that would be reasonable when you look at what the index was like in the last century. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Online searches for the term Rocket Man have been soaring since President Trump's decision to start using that as a nickname for the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Traffic saw a tremendous spike just yesterday after Trump used the term again in his speech to the United Nations General Assembly. Searches also went up for Elton John, the man who had a hit with the famous song Rocket Man in 1972. Sadly, we hear about cops getting shot quite often these days. In the San Diego area, officers in the hospital after getting stabbed multiple times.
The officer was responding to a call about a fight between neighbors in Chula Vista Tuesday night. When he arrived on scene, a man with a knife charged at him. Before the officer was able to pull his gun, the suspect plunged his knife into his body multiple times. The officer managed to pop off a couple of rounds and hit the guy at least once. They were both rushed to the hospital, but their conditions have not been released.
That's Jason Campadonia reporting. In the wake of Tuesday's devastating magnitude 7.1 earthquake in Mexico, officials with the United States Geological Survey are warning there is a 98% chance that a big one will shake California's Bay Area within the next 30 years. Geologists telling NBC Bay Area the quake will be a 6.0 magnitude or bigger and could happen any time from now until about 2047. And Jews will start celebrating Rosh Hashanah at sundown tonight. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, today we're talking about additives. Now, there are additives in just about anything, in your food, in your cosmetics, you name it. We're going to talk about it because these additives are actually hidden health risks, and you need to be aware of them. So let's start with MSG. You know, this all started because Dr. Anderson said, we should do a show, and let's talk about MSG because this is a big deal. And so that kind of led this show to kind of become more about additives in general. But let's start with MSG. MSG, monosodium glutamate. They also mostly call it MSG. But why do you feel, Dr. Anderson, that we needed to do a show on this?
Well, it was interesting. I had a patient come in, and she was telling me about her experience with makeups and that she was having reactions to certain makeups. And this is an older gal in her mid to late 70s. And, you know, this was going on actually back in the 70s and 80s. And it took a little kind of detective work on her part. And she said she found out that the makeup she was using contained MSG. And when she applied them topically on her skin, it created not only just localized reactions, but systemic reactions. She was have headaches and fatigue and, you know, other systemic symptoms related to this. And it got me thinking about how much things are we exposed to on a daily basis that might be having an adverse effect.
So true.
Well, there's legions of them, just legions and legions, and we're going to discuss them during this hour. Of course, on MSG, the classic, and I think your patient had some of this, classic is that it can cause migraine headaches. And, of course, MSG is often found in Chinese food, but you can order it without MSG. But I know if I get MSG, I'll get a blinding headache within an hour.
And it's used in foods for what?
Enhance the flavor.
And it's a meat tenderizer.
And coloring.
Yeah. Now, you pointed out once, what do you think they keep the buffet food keep coming out? They just pour a little more MSG in it and they use the food the next day. It kind of grossed me out, right? But
it's true. I mean, so, you know, those foods that, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a Chinese food, but any of these buffet places, you know, that doesn't all go to waste at night. A lot of it goes back up in the fridge and comes back out the next day, and they keep the... They use MSG to keep the coloring and make it look fresh.
You know,
so again, you go through those buffets, you don't know what you're getting. There's no label out there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that happens to us a lot because we can't eat buffets because of our gluten allergies and there's so much cross-contamination. But I think if you have any kind of allergy, you got to be careful because, boy, they take the spoons and they stir with one, they move to the next. And even with nuts, you know, if you have a nut allergy and you go to a buffet and they have, I don't know, cashew chicken or something, they could just turn to the next one, take that same spoon and go in there and stir it around. So you got to be super careful. Now, the big argument people always seem to have is, well, it's natural. They talk about all of these things that when we say they're bad, they go, well, it's natural. I always say, well, so is opium. So MSG actually is sodium salt of glutamic acid. And it is naturally occurring. It's in tomatoes. It's in things in very, very tiny amounts. But when you start using it as a food additive, that's when you get these incredible symptoms. You mentioned headaches, but my sister, if she gets MSG, her entire head, neck, and arms turn blood red.
Oh, sure. I mean, you can have an overall body reaction to MSG.
Well, I mean, haven't you had back in the day a patient come into the ER that was, you know, tachycardic, a flush like that, and was getting the evaluation for an MI and come to find out they'd, you know, had Chinese food an hour or two before, and it was an MSG overdose.
Absolutely.
It right.
happens all
it's not
the
uncommon.
Time. Not uncommon.
Well, I like you use the term overdose because that's really what it is. And you talk about MSG being naturally found in some foods, but when you're adding it to stuff, you're going to get too much. And it's that overdose that causes, like you said, chest pain, flushing, all these things that look like someone having a heart attack. So you can't, you know, rule it out.
They don't do it anymore, but, you know, things that we never think about, like chewing gum, toothpaste, they still, a lot of them still have a lot of additives, and mm-hmm. way back when they had some MSG in it. So things that people never
don't
think
me
about.
Started on toothpaste.
Right. They have gluten in almost all toothpaste. I use that Tom's toothpaste because the only one that doesn't have gluten.
Yeah, so the deal is with my dentist that I've had for nearly 30 years, and Dr. Gammon knows who he is. I've had this debate with him, you know, about flossing. That's a whole separate. But the toothpaste, it's like they clean your teeth, tell you to avoid sugar, and then they hand you a tube of XYZ, you know, name brand, national brand toothpaste approved by the ADA.
Yeah.
ADA, flip it over, start reading the ingredients.
Saccharin.
It's got four, if not five, different forms of sugar in it. It's like, wait a minute, doc, you just told me to watch the sugars because it could cause cavities, yet you gave me this sugar-containing compound to brush my teeth with. And oh, by the way, it's got grit in it, sandpaper, which is going to sand my enamel yeah. off, and you told me I should be
it's
protecting my enamel.
It's great for business, right?
No kidding. But it's endorsed by the American Dental Association
yeah.
as like, you know, a big bunch of
Tell us how you really feel, Dr.
Anderson. I mean, they'll sell them souls for anything, yeah.
Well, that's because brushing with sodium bicarbonate is very bitter.
But it's very effective.
It's very effective.
Yeah. You know, baking soda is what he's referencing.
Oh,
right?
I had to like think about that for a minute. Why do you call it that? Why didn't you say baking soda?
Sounds more technical.
I don't know.
Sodium bicarbonate.
But it worked. Grandma brushed her teeth with baking soda and never lost a tooth in her head. She was 88 years old.
Yeah. When I was a teenager, I used baking soda and peroxide, scrubbed them teeth, and they were white, white, white. I'm not sure that's good for you. It tasted terrible, but I had really white teeth.
Not bad for you at all. And compared to all the additives, I mean, you know, the whole show is kind of on additives. You know, that's just a classic example. So when I'm trying to give this talk to patients and say, what would you do? Would you do one of the things, you know, before you got up this morning, you know, left the house? Well, I brushed my teeth. Great. Read that tube of toothpaste because look at all the additives you had before you even left the house.
Right. Okay. Well, what about dyes, which we're going to talk about in extensive like crazy in a minute. We're going to go through all the dyes. But if you look at toothpaste, a lot of them are filled with dyes. That music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's when we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. I love this one. How long have I been telling you, honey, I want to live on a farm?
You're welcome to go whenever you like.
Really? Okay, but I'm going to tell you why you should live on a farm. So, living on a farm may actually keep you healthy. A University of Zurich study shows that sialic acid found on the farm animals protects against inflammation of the lung tissue. So 30% of all these kids in America, right, and across the world, I guess, have some sort of allergy or asthma. But what they found is the kids that were growing up on farms didn't have it. Like, they were almost zero. They didn't have allergies. They didn't have asthma. And they realized that there's actually a DNA transaction that happens when they're petting the cows and drinking fresh milk and they're living on the farm. It is incredible what happens because they get an extra layer of protection on a DNA level because of what's transmitted from that cow or goat or whatever.
We talked about in the previous show about in Germany, women can elect to go live on a farm for about a month before they try to conceive pregnancy. So if a woman's thinking about starting a family, she can put in and they will pay her to go live on the farm because they've shown it cuts down on premature labor, premature births, better deliveries, et cetera. So,
see, another reason. I don't have any more kids, but another reason to go live on a farm. And you think it has to do with the gut bacteria?
You bet. So
yeah, I think
Judy
so too.
Would love it on that farm that she's trying to get you by, Walter, because there is so much fecal material floating around there and bacteria. You know, there wouldn't be enough cleanser and disinfectant.
Well, Judy likes to shovel manure.
No, I don't. You hire a farmhand, and then you just go around and pet the animals.
Who picks up after the pets now?
I do. I do sometimes.
Sometimes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, a cat box is easy. You know, you wear gloves. You pull the bag out. I don't scoop. That's disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is like, let them go. Empty it.
Pick it up with your hands.
Fill them back up. Oh, gross. You're disgusting.
Well, you put a glove on, you know.
All right. If you haven't already done so, go to stayyoungamerica.com. We have lots of links there. You can learn more about the show, more about us, and follow us on Facebook at Stay Young Media Group or on Twitter at Stay Young Media. We are always putting up lots of health tips and things. What'd you say?
It's Almond Roca.
Oh, my gosh. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk more about food additives, how to protect your health from these hidden dangers, and specifically food colorings.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Today's show is all on additives. That's right, things that are put in your food. It may be girls in your makeup. You name it. There's all kinds of things out there that you shouldn't actually put on your body or in your body. And we're going to go through them, continue to go through them, and talk about them. So keep notes, take notes. We're going to keep you safe.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional service with exceptionally accurate results.
All right, girls, you got to go get your mammograms. I go to Solus. I tell you I go there, one, for the service, but two, because they have the 3D mammogram. I want the most accurate results. That's where you can get them, Solus Mammography.
Yeah, but you have to have those special glasses to read those 3D mammos, don't you?
We don't.
Oh. It's different.
Oh, my gosh.
So in this article, we're going to confirm that caffeine is a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So an article that was published earlier this year in Nature magazine, and it was done at Stanford University, demonstrated that the more caffeine that people consumed at a later age, the younger, the healthier they were with no apparent boundary. In other words, as they kept going up and up and up, the benefits kept accumulating.
So the older you get, the more caffeine you need? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying the more caffeine you consume, the likely you are to get older. But you can't bastardize it with the sugar. Caffeine doesn't make you look older.
Oh, I've seen some studies, so I'm just saying.
Great. You can die young with no wrinkles. I'll take the latter years with a few wrinkles.
Okay. Let's talk about food colorings. Most people don't know where food colorings come from. They used to actually come from a coal source, but now they come from unrefined petroleum. So the same stuff you're putting in your car, you're putting in these food colorings. And it just blows me away. So red 40, yellow 5, and yellow 6 contain a chemical called benzene. And there's lots of new evidence, not even new, there's some old stuff that shows that benzene is actually a carcinogen. It means it causes cancer.
But that's been known for decades and decades.
Yeah, but
beyond
now,
that, I was going to say, do you remember your organic chemistry class?
Absolutely.
Right. Do you remember the skull and crossbones that was on top of the benzene containers?
Absolutely.
Right, because we use benzenes often in organic chemistry labs. And, I mean, you know, it was not played with. I mean, the stuff was over there and they're like, this crap can kill you stuff. Right?
So then, all right, so why are all these American food companies, and I pick on American food companies because overseas this doesn't happen.
They're all banned. Overseas, I mean, all
they
these,
are.
What's
That's
surprising
true.
Is we did touch on this topic several years ago,
mm-hmm.
right? And we covered it then and said the majority of the food colorings that are used in the United States, I think there's only two at that time that they actually used in Europe.
Yeah.
Everything else was banned.
Was banned.
Guess what? Nothing's changed. None of those have been banned here in the United States since the last time we touched on this subject.
I know, but it makes me sick. You know, I mean, you look at all this research and you're just like, what the heck?
Great. So all those parents out there that are buying their kids Skittles, you're just feeding them heavy mercury poisoning and benzene poisoning.
Yeah. So
high fructose corn syrup with food coloring.
Now, don't tell me the FDA didn't know about this, because back in 1984, the FDA commissioner, actually Mark Novich, he actually said these words: has clearly been shown to induce cancer and was of great public health concern. That was talking about red number 3.
But I think the USDA's take on anything is that if there's not enough of it in any one serving to cause harm, then they're okay with it, right? What they don't count in is what are the other sources that you're taking in, what's your overall intake,
right.
What other carcinogens are you being exposed to, et cetera. It's just, and red dye number 6 in those quantities doesn't cause a problem.
Okay, so just to
but
put
what
it,
if I only rate red M&Ms?
Or, you know, the serving size sometimes is like 1 or 2 per package. But how many, if they started off with a sugar cereal, right, full of colored dyes, then they had a snack
don't
of...
Don't go after my marshmallows now. My mini marshmallows.
Of Skittles or M&Ms or whatever, but they're eating color all day long. So you're right. Maybe in a particular serving, it's not, quote, proven by the FDA, although it has been in other countries, to have this bad effect. But it's not one serving. If it was one serving, it'd be different. It's the continuous influxion of all these foods and all these dyes.
The real question is, why is it that in other countries they recognize this danger and they ban it, but yet in the U.S. they don't ban it? What is it about the system
that causes this not to happen?
This is a show on food additives, yes. Not on politics.
No, but I will tell you, when I researched food coloring companies, guess where they all were?
U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how many people would be out of jobs if they said you can't do food coloring anymore?
Right. So
There's your answer.
Well, it's obviously, you know, the lobbying. But this is what I tell patients. Vote with your dollars. If you don't buy it, they will change it, right?
Yep.
And, you know, so if you're aware of these things and you just start paying attention and reading those labels, it will change the way they make things, because if it's not selling, the problem is you got a lot of people, they're still going to sell a lot of product and aren't reading labels.
Yeah. Well, did we ever tell you what happened to little Walter, that he had a food allergy to yellow number 5 and 6? We never knew which one it is, because usually they put them in together. But we ended up multiple times in the emergency room. Once a care flight actually had to take him. And we found out, because the only thing he had had outside of breast milk at this time was some yogurt that had yellow dye.
It was a peach yogurt. And he got deathly ill from it. He outgrew it, of course. But
he did outgrow it.
But when he had it, and this is, you know, 17 years ago, when we researched it, back then there was a huge uproar that this was on the market and that it should be taken off the market, and yet it didn't happen. I have a quick story about yellow dye number 5, which has tartrazine in it. Back in the 1970s, the commonest treatment for asthma was a pill called Acetam, which stands for acetaminophen, a bronchodilator. And the pill was yellow and was full of tartrazine, yellow
really?
Number 5.
Really? Let's give him some asthma medication that's going to cause him to have asthma.
That's exactly what happened, and people died. People died because the pill for asthma was causing asthma. It was unbelievable.
You opened up a whole new kettle of fish of additives. How about the additives that are in prescriptive medications?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, we've touched on it before. Glutens, dyes, great example. You know, how many patients come in and say, it's the little blue pill. Right. No, it doesn't have to be blue. The chemical's not blue. That's added type stuff, or binders and such that are in there. So, I mean, you know, we're constantly bombarded by the additives, not just in foods.
Here's my biggest pet peeve out of all of these additives. And it's in children's medication, you pick up any children's Tylenol, Advil, their children's cough syrups, all the stuff you're going to give your kid, they sweeten it with aspartame. And you're going to give your kids artificial sweeteners when they're sick. First of all, you shouldn't give them to them any time ever. But you're filling them full of artificial sweeteners to kill off their gut biome, which is 80% of their immune system.
And it could give a lot of people migraine headaches.
Yeah, including kids.
Children. Yeah.
Absolutely including kids.
Yeah.
It's, anyways. So statistics, 15 million pounds of food dye in the U.S. per year. Now, this number is 5 times what it was in 1955. Probably because we have more products, right? So they're all over the store. But we've gotten used to things had to be colorful and pretty and they taste better or whatever. All right, don't forget, go to stayyoungamerica.com, stayyoungamerica.com. We also have a survey there so we can track our demographics. Got to give a shout-out to the military. We love you guys and gals. Thanks for downloading the podcast. And follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Maria has roared ashore in Puerto Rico. The hurricane slamming into the southeast portion of the island this morning sustained winds of 155 miles an hour, a Category 4.
San Juan Mayor Yulin Cruz has a message to Americans.
Remember that you are part of us even if you're not here. Don't forget us. Just don't forget us.
The top wind speed has dropped slightly, but forecasters at the Hurricane Center say Maria remains an extremely dangerous four. And on the track, it will continue to move across Puerto Rico, emerging off the northern coast by this afternoon.
That's Sharon Reed reporting. Over 200 people are dead after Mexico was struck by its second major earthquake in 2 weeks yesterday. In Mexico City, the magnitude 7.1 quake toppled over 40 buildings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776 for free information. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, today we're talking about additives. That's right, additives in your food, in your makeup, in your shampoo, you name it. They're all over the place. Some of them come with some pretty hefty health concerns. We were just talking about colors. So food colorings, but these are the same colors that get put in your cosmetics as well. What we didn't touch on yet is that there are a lot of heavy metals that are in these colors. And there's an incredible document out there, and it's a government document, so I don't know why we're not jumping up and down. I mean, it's a well-known fact that the FDA actually has levels of lead and mercury and arsenic that are allowable levels, right? But if you look at food dyes and you look at the dyes they're using in cosmetics, these dyes exceed these levels. And lead, listen to this, lead exposure has been linked to developmental delays, peripheral neuropathy, thyroid disorders, and it can reduce fertility. So think about that in our makeup, we could have lead, right? And then we have a lot of teenagers and young adults wearing a lot of makeup, slathering this all over. And then they're going to have reduced fertility. You're going to have fertility issues.
Well, that question comes up at every one of these conferences on hormones that we attend is, you know, at the Q&A at the end of the lecture, why is it we're seeing worse and worse hormone issues at a younger and younger age? And, you know, oftentimes the speaker can't reference a specific study, but they'll say it's basically exposures, majority of which are coming through the food chain. Some of it was chemicals that are used as antibacterials that are used to extend shelf life on foods that we've shown to permanently bind to endocrine tissues and inhibit it. So there are quite a few of those additives. And again, you know, the USDA and others use the guidelines of, eh, there's not that much in any one thing to cause a problem. But what's the cumulative effect?
Right.
It's I told you my experience, right? I was reading a book on environmental toxins and toxicology, right?
Yeah. But you do that for fun?
Yeah, yeah. It's just leisurely reading, right? So it was an article, it wasn't the whole book. So I'm up on the exercise bike and I start reading this article. And the guy, the author, takes you through your morning routine, right? You get out of bed. Well, you slept in a mattress that's been treated for flame retardants and sheets that are no iron and this chemical and that chemical. And you go to the bathroom and you shower and you're using shampoos with dyes and toothpaste and yada, yada, yada. You know, and he's got you up and dressed and out the door in the morning. He's like, you've been exposed to 150 plus chemicals that didn't even exist 2 decades ago. Didn't even exist. We don't even know what they may be doing. And you've just started your morning and you do this every day.
Yep.
And I'm reading and I'm like, oh crap, I'm starting to get chest pain and shortness of breath and
I think I'm breaking out in a rash.
And you know, and as I'm reading the article, you go a little further and it talks about how the kidneys are the main source of excretion of all these toxins and that the sweating gets rid of them. Well, there's already a big pool of sweat underneath that bike, and I bet you I cranked it up 5 times faster and harder than I normally do
because
I was
out.
Like, I'm going to sweat every one of these toxins out before I get off this bike.
I can see this whole thing. I got a visual right now. Well, you know, you're talking about body washes and stuff. So let's go into the cosmetics. So parabens. Now, the parabens, you'd think they're good, right? Because they prevent overgrowth of bacteria and mold and yeast inside your cosmetics and body washes and such. But listen to this. They possess estrogen-mimicking properties. You were just talking about this, right?
Right.
And they found in some breast tumors, they actually found evidence of parabens in those biopsy samples. So we know it's being absorbed. We know we're putting it in our body. We know it's being absorbed. If they have estrogen-mimicking properties, and then we're seeing this show up in breast tumor biopsies, I mean, come on. This doesn't take a rocket scientist. We know what's going on here. And then going back to those artificial colors, mercury can cause brain damage to an unborn child. So if you're getting mercury in your cosmetics or in the foods you're eating and such and those dyes and you're pregnant, I mean, I'm just curious. Would you say that maybe this has something to do with the rise in autism and ADHD and all the things we're seeing that we didn't used to see?
It's hard to say because in the past they didn't keep good statistics on autism. They didn't use the term properly. So it's hard to say.
It's a possibility.
It's just hard to say.
It's hard to say if we're seeing an increase because maybe it was underdiagnosed, you're saying?
Correct.
Oh. Yeah. Do you think so, Dr. Anderson?
I think that does it play a role? Probably. But the issue has always been it's probably not – it's kind of like the USDA. There's not anyone that's in sufficient quantities to pick on it alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a synergistic effect between multiples. And to try to tease that out in a study and prove that is not ever going to happen. I mean, that study would be so onerous to prove that out, it just will never happen.
All right, what about the fragrances? I mean, man, I tell you, sometimes I can get in the car with somebody, they may have like an air freshener. I feel sick. I feel so sick from the fragrance. And it's not because of the scent. I think that this really proves that all these additives and all the chemicals and things that come off of these fragrances, whether it's something you're spraying in the air, something you hook to your car, something that's in your shampoo or body wash.
When you go shopping.
What about when you go shopping?
When you go shopping, I mean, the shopping, the stores have figured out they follow the same routine that the casinos do. They pipe in oxygen.
I knew they piped in oxygen.
And fragrance.
Own fragrance.
So when you walk into the department store, you're like, ooh, I'm having a wonderful experience because my brain's high on oxygen and it smells good in here.
Yeah.
Well, I'll buy some more shoes.
There's a store that sells like
trust me, they don't pipe oxygen into Home Depot. It smells like
smells like wood.
It smells like workmen.
Drywall.
It smells like
sweat.
Workmen. Yeah. Sweat. No oxygen there.
Maybe they're pumping in sweat smell, making you feel guilty. You should be sweating more. Buy more stuff.
They don't need to pump any in.
Well, there's this this store. I won't name it, but if you live in the South, you know it because everyone tends to decorate their house from this store. It has such a strong scent that I can't go in anymore. I don't know why they have such a strong smell.
Well,
but
I'm surprised you put Christmas decorations up with all the stuff that's
I do.
Probably in those Christmas decorations. You're probably creating a lot of family disdain at the holidays, and nobody feels good about the holidays because they're getting all the
you
chemicals from your decorations and glue that you use to hold all that stuff together and dust and mildew because you pulled it out of the attic where it's been sitting for the last 12 months.
Oh, no. It's in an airtight container.
Oh, good. We've sealed in the toxins. We're not allowing it to
sure,
air
I guess those plastic containers aren't doing any
all
good.
All the formaldehydes and such are coming out.
So what's this called? Phthalates?
Phthalates.
So they're called, since they don't have to like call them out, you know, they just call them their secret ingredient or proprietary blend or whatever they want to call it because the FDA does not require them to actually label them. But they've been risked to breast cancer and early breast development in girls, which tells us what? They mimic estrogen, right? Again. I mean, it's just, these crack me up. What about the next one, formaldehyde? This is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's in a lot of body washes and shampoos, and of course, formaldehyde we know can cause cancer.
But what do we usually use formaldehyde for?
I mean, preserving dead things.
Dead bodies, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
in past, I mean, but yeah.
But that's the smell in the lab. If you're, you know, right. Anybody who's taken high school anatomy and physiology and dissected that rat.
Big one on the formaldehyde is the backing on carpet. And, you know, people put new carpet down. I've had patients that literally had to go rip the carpet up because they were getting ill.
Sick house syndrome. It's real.
After they, you know, put new carpets in there.
Well, I was really big whenever we changed our carpet. I mean, I was really big. No VOCs.
I'm a big fan of hardwoods.
Yeah, but some hardwoods have high VOCs because they put a polyurethane coating on them.
The other one, of course, is hair color. Hair color can be absorbed into the body.
Hair color. This is a good one because they're seeing a lot of link between people that dye their hair and dementia. And
really?
Yeah. You can Google this and read some of the research, but it's not surprising. Think of all the chemicals, right?
Now, that's right.
Whenever I have my hair highlighted or whatever, I have them do this one technique where they put something under there. It never touches my head. It goes on my hair, but doesn't touch my scalp at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It takes a little bit longer and it costs a little extra money, but you know what?
You're inhaling all those chemicals when you're in the beauty salon.
Oh, yeah. I should wear a mask. I won't go to where they do like
nails. I'm semi-picking on you now.
You are picking on me.
But it is, you know, if I go into one of those, I sit in there for a few minutes and I'm like, whoa, I got to go sit out
in the
lobby.
It's like getting high.
Yeah, if I'm in the back where they're doing it, it's toxic.
All right, if you haven't already done so, grab your pen, 844-WELL-100. Write that down, 844-WELL-100. So you can play Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the book Age to Perfection coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available. BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think, thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
If you're just tuning in, we've been talking this whole hour about food additives and makeup additives and all those additives that make you sick. Grab a pen, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, because we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we've got Dina Lovett. She's out of Hazlitt, Texas. Dina, thanks for coming on and playing with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's see, Hazlitt, Texas means you're listening on KRLD in Dallas. Okay, here's how it's going to go. The doctor are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you a couple questions. It's for fun. We don't let doctors or nurses come on here, so we don't expect you to know all the answers. But if you get some right, you're going to play for prizes. We'll send you out some age support multivitamin. If you're really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. For those of you who are listening who want these items but you aren't playing with us today, you can go on StayYoungAmerica.com and you can order them.
All right, first question. Human smell versus a dog's sense of smell. So can we smell 1/5 or 1/20 or 1/100 of what a dog can smell?
I would say 1/20.
Oh,
that's correct.
Very good.
When in doubt, always pick B.
Okay, here's your next question. This is a true or false.
Okay.
We are paralyzed during REM sleep. REM sleep stands for rapid eye movement sleep. It's a part of the night when we sleep when we dream. So true or false, we are paralyzed during REM sleep.
I'll go with true.
That is correct.
You're good,
excellent.
Dina. You're 2 for 2.
I think a lot of people have the impression when they sleep, sometimes when they dream that they, you know, say you have a bad dream and something bad happens and you can't do anything about it. That's because you're paralyzed during that.
All right. Next question is a true or false. Someone with gum disease is more likely to have heart disease than someone with healthy gums. What's your dentist telling you about your gum health?
I'll go with false this time.
Nope. You are on a roll.
Now, depending on who you talk to. So as a physician, I'll tell you the gum disease is actually probably another manifestation of the underlying inflammation and poor health of the individual. If you talk to the egocentric dentist, he's going to tell you that the gum disease is, you know, causing the heart disease, which is not exactly true. But it is true.
How do we know that heart disease isn't coming first and the gum disease is just showing that you have bad circulation?
That's my point.
Right.
It's not bad circulation. It's the same inflammatory processes are going on.
Yep.
Right? So dentists that are egocentric got it backwards.
Okay. Here's your next question. It has to do with the human brain. Now, the human brain has gray matter that does our thinking and white matter that's sort of like an insulation for the gray matter and brings food and nutrients to the gray matter. What percentage of the human brain is white matter? Is it 10%, 60%, or 80%?
60%.
That is correct.
She
always choose B.
B.
Very good.
All right, fifth and final. At what age do our neurons or nerves stop growing? You can give a rough guess. What age do they stop growing?
Okay, so this is just a guess. I'm going to go with 40.
No,
man,
they don't stop growing.
She must be young.
Question.
Wait a minute.
Trick question.
You must
the
be young.
Neurons continue to grow. Right.
See, the older you get, the older you say these things happen, right?
So they continue to grow, and in fact, that's one of the key things in the plasticity of the human brain, that it can regenerate. Then that's a big change from 30 years ago. So.
Okay, so instead of sending you Age Support Multi, I've decided you're too young for that. I'm going to send you out some Essential Multis, and then... I don't know. You were pretty fun. What do you think? Should I send her out a sample of Lifeline?
Absolutely.
All right. I'll send you out a sample of the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. We can't keep this stuff on the shelves. Thanks for playing with us, Dina.
Thank you.
Keep listening. They're in Dallas. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So I've got to just add a few things about these food additive things. It seems, and I want to, I shouldn't say food additive.
I thought this
additive.
Was a topic could get you all fired up.
I am fired up, right? Mm-hmm. You say this all the time, but I think it's worthy of noting again. When you turn over your food and you read the ingredients, if you can't pronounce them, don't eat it, right? Or if there's more than five ingredients, don't eat it.
Right. And the problem or the shortcoming of that advice is that a lot of the things that we've discussed today, short of food colors, are usually listed. But a lot of these things aren't necessarily listed. You know, they're up under that proprietary, or they're not in quantities.
MSG has to be listed by the FDA.
But they're not
the
in quantities that the USDA requires them to list it out there. And so, you know, if it's packaged and processed and has a barcode on it, it is suspect. Even if it looks like it's healthy and says low in carbs, low in fat, could be. But, you know, you go get to use Walter, your son's example, you get a low fat, low sugar, yogurt. Pretty healthy.
Yeah,
yogurt,
it said
right?
Like Nature something. I don't remember the name of the yogurt, but I remembered it had a picture of a baby on it, and it said Nature something.
Right.
And I gave this to my then infant, and he stopped breathing.
Right. So I mean, you know that, but that's an example of, you know, you weren't necessarily buying bad stuff. It's not like it was Cheetos or something that, you know, is obviously chock full of food color. Nothing in nature looks like a Cheeto. Nothing looks like, you know, the mac and cheese you make out of a box here in the United States.
By the way, do you know macaroni and cheese is the number one yellow food dye food?
Yeah. In Europe, it's banned.
Yeah. Like, well,
you go,
the box stuff
you go
is
get
banned.
The box. No, they get it. It just doesn't have the food dye in it. It's just kind of tan. It's not that bright orange.
Okay. So I want to touch base on this because there's a lot of controversy over red dye. And I got to be quick here, but red dye and ADHD. And people say, oh, well, the FDA's come out and said there's no, you know, connection. I know there's a connection. But now I do. I know there is. I've watched it with my own kids. But in Australia, they did 200 children. They studied them, found 75% of the parents noticed a significant improvement in behavior and attention when they took dyes out of their kids' diet. And the UK has warning labels on foods with any kind of coloring, red coloring, because they say in the UK that it's linked to behavior, and they put a behavior warning on the food. And there's a lot of dyes they don't allow, but there is some red dyes that they allow, but they put a warning on the labels.
Well, I think the explanation is that the food colorings don't cause ADHD.
I think they do.
They don't cause it, but they may still cause some behavioral issues. That's the difference in the description.
Okay. When my daughter Brittany was little, I said to my sister, watch this. I poured her some red Kool-Aid. I handed it to her. She drank it, and my daughter Brittany was running around the house like a mad person. And she said, I've never seen anything like this. I said, I know. 30 minutes later, she's like a Tasmanian devil.
But it's not necessarily ADHD.
Well, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Mark, are you ready for this week's riddle?
I am.
And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Here's this week's riddle. I have keys, but no locks. Space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go outside. What am I? Let me repeat that. I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go outside. What am I? Send in your answers.
Okay, so you're going to send them. You're going to go to stayyoungamerica.com, and you're going to fill out the Contact Us or Dementia Defender answer. Or you can simply call us toll-free at 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. You've got to have your correct answer and your name and your address and your phone number so we can send it to you. And you'll get a free copy of our award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
The news is sponsored by the...